Coming up on episode number 640, we're going to take you through a week of covers, and we're going to kick off 2010 with some fantastic New Year covers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday, January 5th, 2010. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight, taking you in a couple different directions. Well, a couple very similar directions. Had two ideas for shows. One was like some uplifting New Year's covers to kick off 2010. And the other one was a week of covers, basically taking you through the entire week with songs that reference every day in the calendar, every day of the week. And decided to jam those both together because they are kind of related and put together one big, fun, happy, good time show for you with that, with those two topics. So let's go ahead and get things kicked off with one of my favorite covers to kick off a year. Talk about, you know, this is one of my favorite songs. The Zombies did it originally, and in the past I've played the Beautiful South cover of this song, which I think is just beautiful, but why not this year kick things off with a version by one of my favorite performers of all time, Jason Faulkner, who was in that very first episode of Coverville over 5 years ago in September 2004. Let's kick things off with Jason Faulkner and This Will Be Our Year.
Troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
Perfect combination of sweet and salty. That is Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. See what I did there? Actually, and I've even got it reversed. I think of Susanna Hoffs as kind of the sweet, honey, melodious voice there, and Matthew Sweet as kind of the harder-edged, reedy, kind of salty voice of the two. That's their cover of Monday Monday, originally by the Mamas and the Papas. You'll find that version on the first volume of their Under the Covers cover album, Collaborations. That one came out in 2006, and was a lot of 60s-based cover songs. They just came out last year with Under the Covers Volume 2, which of course took you into the 70s. And I'm hoping that in the 80s, we get a Matthew Sweet-fronted Bengals cover. Yeah, here's hoping. Got my fingers crossed for that one. Before that, a group called Minutes, M-I-N-N-U-T-E-S, with a cover of Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag. What a sweet little uplifting song that is. And the harmonies on that song are just beautiful. That is a group, like I said, called Minutes. It's made up of Riley York, Champersand, and Dr. Broccoli. And Their tagline is Happy Music for a Sad World. That comes from a brand new album called Pretty Baby, and the rest of the album sounds just as sweet as that. The song originally, Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag by George Asaph and Felix Powell, covered there beautifully by Minutes. And then we start off the set with Jason Faulkner and his cover of The Zombies' This Will Be Our Year, which is part of his rare unreleased and live set of track stuff that I don't think is available on any of his commercial albums. But Jason Faulkner there with This Will Be Our Year. Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, and let's talk about the ultimate wireless adapter, the Audio Engine W2 or the AW2. This is a doohickey. I think that is the official term for it. A doohickey that clips onto the bottom of your iPod, your iPhone, your iPod Touch, what have you, and allows you to send music wirelessly from that iPhone, iPod Touch, iPod, etc., to your audio system, or to a set of speakers, or to wherever you want. And what's cool about this, especially if you host parties at your house, you love having a nice little mix of music, maybe even pulling from a random set of music as you play the music for your party. You don't want anyone messing with the stereo and putting in one of their albums changing tracks. No, you want to have the control. But you want to walk around the party, right? You don't want to be sitting there tethered to the stereo system controlling the music. Well, with this, perfect. You set up your music on your iPod, your iPhone, whatever, and control it as you walk around. Don't like a song? Just pull out your iPhone, hit the next button, and you're on to the next track. Or somebody says, do you have any music by, Jason Faulkner, for example? You can pull out your iPod, go right to that, play it on the stereo system, and everybody's enjoying it. Very cool and very handy. Can't beat how easy and handy this thing is. The Audio Engine W2, the AW2, available from AudioEngineUSA.com. And because you are a Coverville listener and a Coverville fan and supporter, you can have 10% off of any Audio Engine purchase just because you're a Coverville listener by using the coupon code COVER10. That's COVERTEN. Works with their speakers, works with their subwoofer, and it works with their premium wireless adapter for iPod, the AW2, from AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, well, Monday was kind of an obvious choice as far as picking covers. And for Tuesday, you might have thought that I'd go with an easy one like a cover of the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday. There are a ton of covers of that song. But I decided to go with something a little less known and something that really fits well into a set with the Wednesday and Thursday songs. So here's a cover of the Counting Crows' Barely Out of Tuesday. This is performed by a group called Kid Lightning from their 2004 release, Her Smallest Breath is Full of Grace. Ah, what a beautiful name. Here is Barely Out of Tuesday by Kid Lightning.
Woke up Wednesday morning, staring at the ceiling and hoping for deliverance from the distances of this room feels like an oven somewhere south of nowhere, north of nothing. And I'm barely out of Tuesday. I've seen 7 hours of Wednesday, so I guess I've got regrets. What's the point of this pretending? Trying so hard to remember things you try hard to forget. Well, if you see her standing there down by the sea, the hat over her eyes that look for anyone but me. And if you see me coming back, turn me away. What's the point of all this talking when there's nothing left to say? She kept me at a distance. 52 weeks later, I'm still the same. Now I'm lying in my basement, slowly running out of patience and hoping for the phone to ring. And I'm barely out of Tuesday. I've seen 16 hours of Wednesday, so I guess I've got regrets. What's the use in this pretending? Trying so hard to remember things you easily forget. But if you see her standing there, just let her be. With a smile in her eyes that look for anyone but me. And if you see me coming back, turn me away. Everybody tries to go back somewhere someday. I've seen enough of Wednesday to know I've got regrets.
Here she comes to say goodnight again. No sleep tonight. With the classroom vision, she still can't see. She was loved me. Wednesday week never happened at all. There she goes, I won't see her again. She's gone to school with her best friend. She only does the things she likes to do. Now she wants something. Love me. Wednesday week never happened at all.
Was crystal, fair and fine, and her breath was morning and her lips were wine, and her eyes were laughter, and her touch divine. Her face was crystal, and she was mine. Only she could feel my pain, but feeling's a burden she can't sustain. And like a summer Thursday, I cry for rain to come and turn the ground to green again. If only she could hear my songs about the empty difference between rights and wrongs, then I know that I could stand alone as well as they now that she's gone. Face was crystal, fair and fine, and her breath was morning, and her lips were wine, and her eyes were laughter, and her touch divine. Her face was crystal, and she was mine.
Like a Summer Thursday, there, Carl Brody with a cover of the Townes Van Zandt song. Not a lot of covers out there that include the word Thursday, but that one seemed to fit very well with the Tuesday and Wednesday tracks I had, so I had to include it. That one comes from a 2004 release by Carl Brody called Everybody's Gold, and is a very pretty song when you listen to the lyrics. Very, very pretty. Before that, Army of Halfwits with their cover of The Undertones' Wednesday Week. This comes from an album called Teenage Hits, a tribute to The Undertones. You remember The Undertones, right? A big hit band. As a matter of fact, let's see, it was their song that was a favorite of John Peel. Teenage Kicks was their track, and it was John Peel, the BBC DJ that we lost several years ago, is his favorite song. So The Undertones, covered there by Army of Halfwits, the song Wednesday Week. And then we start off the set with Kid Lightning, Barely Out of Tuesday, originally by the Counting Crows, covered there on their 2004 album, Her Smallest Breath is Full of Grace. And that's your set number two for today. Now, really quickly, I wanted to send out a big thank you. You were coming into a new year here, and I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due, because a lot of people have left such positive remarks and such nice things to say over on iTunes. Now, if you have, if you get your show via iTunes, even if you don't, I think you're actually able to go into iTunes into Coverville in the podcast section and rate the show as well as leave some comments. And we've got a ton of ratings, a ton of 5-star ratings, like over 250 last time I looked. And but what really drives the attention for the iTunes folks is the comments that you make, the positive comments that go along with those 5-star ratings. So really quickly, I wanted to thank everybody, especially since on December 31st, I got my 200th review and rating. Review and rating in iTunes. Like I said, there's more than 250 just plain ratings. So big thanks going out to Venus Geek, Christian Buddhist, Chosney, Yaggle Jeep, Perry 474, M.W. Ruger, Arius Films. Hey, Tony, how you doing? Spunky Denisha, Stone Gargoyle, and the person who left the 200th review on iTunes. Love this name. If only I could be like Brian Ibbett. Please go rate a bunch of other stuff with that name, not just Coverville. Go leave a bunch of ratings all over the iTunes store with that name. So thank you all for all those ratings, reviews. Let's see if we can get 300 by the middle of the year here. So every couple weeks, I will give a shout out to those people who leave me 5-star ratings and reviews in iTunes. And very easy to do it. Just go into iTunes, Coverville, and then leave a rating. Let's get to the last set of music. We left off with Thursday and really wrestled with putting a cover of The Cure's Friday, I'm in Love, because, again, it seemed like the obvious choice. Decided to go a different direction and go with the Easy Beats from Australia and a tribute album that came out year before last, 2008, Easy Fever, a tribute to the Easy Beats and Stevie Wright. And I have to thank Maynard from the ABC out there down in Australia. For not only having me on his radio show a few times on the Australian Broadcasting Company, but also for recommending this album, which I absolutely love. It's the Easy Beats, covered here by Ben Lee, with a song you know called Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just won't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got day drag once more. No one, nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. But hey, I'll change that tune one day. Today I might be mad, tomorrow she looks fine tonight.
Sunday Girl, cover of the Blondie track. A little less poppy and happy, covered there by a group called Moola from a 2002 compilation called Platinum Girl, a tribute to Blondie. That is Sunday Girl. Before that, the unmistakable harmonies of Dave Edmunds from The Best of Dave Edmunds, which came out in 1981. That was Almost Saturday Night, originally by John Fogerty. And then we started things off with Ben Lee, Friday on My Mind from the Easy Fever, tribute to the Easy Beats and Stevie Wright, originally, of course, done by the Easy Beats. Now, I know I'm going to get emails if I don't clarify. So Easy Beats were an Australian band in the fact that they formed and performed in Australia. However, all the members from the Easy Beats were from places outside of Australia. Most of them from England, one of them from Scotland, a couple of them from the Netherlands. But the Easy Beats were an Australian band, and they're considered an Australian band because they formed in Australia, even though none of their members were actually from Sydney. All right, okay. And that's almost going to do it for this edition of Coverville. I'll explain in 1 second. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER or go to coverville.com and post your messages in the comments or join the forums and have your discussions there. All that stuff is at coverville.com, including a cover song search tool and the ability to rate the songs you heard in this and every Coverville podcast. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of Coverville, and we've got one more song to kind of close out the episode here. I think I'm going to make it a tradition that every year I'm going to play this song, because it is, boy, every year it just seems more and more appropriate for the previous year. You know, every year it seems more and more like this song fits with the new year. And it's by Dan Wilson from Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare, going out to Scott and Kathy, my friends who are big Dan Wilson fans, so especially Kathy. This comes from a 2002 release called Maybe This Christmas, and appropriately titled What a Year for a New Year. Now, this is not a cover, but it always fits. And so I'm going to leave you with this. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
What a year for a new year. We need it like we needed life, I guess. Last one left us lying in a mess. What a year for a new year. What a night for a sunrise. And we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find a friend. What a night for a sunrise. Sunrise. What a day for a new day, and our star shines like a miracle, and our world is almost beautiful again. What a day for a new day.
Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com.
No! Oh. Sunrise, and we thought the dark would never end. Reaching out to try to find
a friend. What a night for a sunrise.